Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, April 1st, 2025, and we have a great mix of technology headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Allo Semiconductor demonstrates 850 gigabit-second DP BDPAM4 OSFP module at OFC 2025. Allo Semiconductor Inc. will showcase their 850 gigabit-second DPDPAM4 OSFP module at the OFC conference in San Francisco, CA, the week of March 31, 2025. This technology combines dual polarization with bidirectional technology to increase fiber capacity by a factor of 4 for short links. Allo's CEO Christopher Doerr expressed excitement for the progress made in making DPPAM4 practical. The module block diagram includes a BiD using 1271 nanometers and 1311 nanometers for transmission. Allo's collaboration with eOptolink aims to increase short-reach fiber capacity without the need for new silicon. Demonstrations will be available at the eOptolink booth and Allo's room 11018 in the corporate village, requiring a reservation to attend. Contact Chris at Allo Semiconductor for more details. Allo Semiconductor showcases 160 gigabaud PAM4 from a silicon photonic modulator at OFC 2025. Allo Semiconductor Inc. will showcase a 160 gigabaud PAM4 320 BSEC silicon photonic modulator at the Optical Fiber Communication OFC conference in San Francisco, CA, the week of March 31, 2025. Allo Semiconductor's innovative design allows silicon photonics to reach the next jump in bitrate per lane without having to add non-CMOS materials such as LNBO3, polymer, gold, or 3V elements. The novel FMOX-Zander modulator, MZM, design increases bandwidth without trade-offs in loss or required voltage drive, requiring only conventional silicon processing, saving power and cost. Allo continues to pave the way to higher speeds using silicon photonics technology to create application-specific solutions for optical communications.
Mid-sized data centers are winning the communications battle, while many industry leaders fall behind. Hot Paper Lantern released its latest data center industry study, Who's Owning the Conversation? The study analyzed over 35 companies in data center operators, cooling technology vendors, and network service providers. The research highlights the importance of actively shaping a company's narrative to drive meaningful engagement. Key insights include the fact that more media coverage does not always equate to a stronger reputation, and that mid-tier data centers can have a significant impact with strategic messaging. Cooling technology vendors are missing out on storytelling opportunities while network providers struggle to engage their target audience. HPL will continue to track industry trends and players, offering quarterly reports on the evolving conversation. For more information, visit hotpaperlantern.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.